You're listening to a Strange Assembly review. You can subscribe to the full Strange Assembly podcast on iTunes or by visiting our website at www.strangeassembly.com. Enjoy. I'm Chris Stevenson, and this is Strange Assembly. Here with me today are
Jay Earl
and Kevin Kennedy.
And we're going to talk about the recently released Infiltration from Fantasy Flight Games and designed by Don Vaccarino, who also did Dominion and the recent Spiel des Jahres nominee Kingdom Builder. And although it means absolutely nothing to me, I guess I should note that Fantasy Flight would like us to note that this is set in the Android universe.
It means something to me.
Ah.
Because it's set in the game setting of the game Android, and I like Android. It's one of my favorite games, even though it takes like 3 or 4 hours.
So, in the game Infiltration, each player is a data thief. You're physically going into corporate offices, trying to break into their computer systems, take their data files, possibly stabbing their poor lab assistants who spill data files when you kill them.
Well, they're just taking the workstation up, and they're like, I gotta work, leave me alone. No, the good stuff's on your computer, man.
The game ends when security gets too hot. During the course of the game, you advance further and further into the corporate offices, and then at some point you have to decide that now's the time to boogie out of there. If you don't make it out when the proximity hits 99 or 100, then you lose. Out of the people who make it out, whoever has the most data files wins.
Yeah, the first game was won by Jay, who managed to play a card to make the security show up immediately.
Yeah, I'm a jerk. It was funny, though.
It was awesome. I thought it was hilarious.
Yes.
There are 6 characters. It can mean something small as to how the game works, or mean nothing, depending on how you're doing it. You can also slow the game down or speed it up by adjusting how fast proximity builds up on the alarm. Because at the end of every turn, you roll a die and add that to the alarm, and so you can just change that factor by having it be a d6 minus 1 or a d6 plus 1. On each of your turns, you have 4 basic options, which are to move forward, move backwards, interface, which is take some special action for that room, mostly.
Or loot the room.
Or loot data files that are loose in the room.
Just hang out.
Beyond that, all the specifics of what you can do are defined by what is on the room cards, which you have a random stack of rooms every game, or what is on the item cards, and you can play an item instead of taking one of your basic actions. And generally, it's a superior version of the action, or do something, and then
A lot of the items let you do things that you can't normally do, or
a lot of the
items let you take an additional action, which is very kind of what Vaccarino does.
Yeah, there can be interface tokens or tech locks, or like we mentioned, the lab workers. Tech locks and lab workers by default just spill data files when you break them and or kill them. So there will be special cards that actually break the tech locks or the kill the lab assistants, or if you're lucky, things that say break the tech lock and then immediately extract. And then you can immediately play your extract action, which will then let you pick up those data files off the floor. So what did you guys think of the game?
I was kind of... The security thing moved a little too fast in my taste. So in one game that we played, we didn't get to the second floor cards at all because security just got ramped up really, really high. And then in another game we played, I went to the second floor because basically I knew that I was losing.
Right. Well, we'd reached a point where you needed to just press ahead and hope you could abort quickly while the other two of us thought we could still make it out in time. With enough to win.
Yeah, and that one worked out to you because there happened to be a room that happened to give you a special thing that you could do to get out, but it seems like if you don't have something like that,
right,
there really isn't any way to explore a lot. So you have these Well, six rooms going up one side and six rooms coming back for the level one rooms, the level two rooms, and then a special room that you may or may not ever be able to get into. But it seems like you often, even when we got to a high room, you don't get to like spend time there doing things. You have to get the heck out.
Right. And I think if I had spent more time advancing instead of trying to get treasure, essentially, in the early rooms, then maybe I could have gone to the later rooms more often, but that's not how we ended up playing.
Right. I definitely wonder if there would be a viable strategy that we just none of us were exploring of just zipping as quickly as possible to the later rooms, because they do have better rewards than the early rooms.
And, I mean, even if they average out to be the same rewards as the early rooms, you're not sharing it with other people.
Yes.
Which ended up being like a major dynamic in the game. I think there was at least one point where I had extracted some data and the player to my left wasn't able to get anything because of it.
Yeah,
there were a couple times of that, and there were also a couple times where, because of the way we were clumped up and the way certain rooms interacted...
Oh, yeah, that whole nightmare with that room,
yes,
with the interface that let you steal from everybody else.
Well, yes. That, to me at least, didn't really seem like a nightmare so much as a...
Well, that was just a you don't want to be clumping.
Yeah, it mattered. When you have things that talk about, hit people in adjacent rooms or hit people in the same room, it matters what order people are moving up in or moving back in. It seems to be built into the game, the whole extract thing. The first player rotates as the game goes on, and if you have multiple people trying to extract data files in one room, and there aren't that many data files, whoever is the first player for that turn gets first crack at some of them, and so it can hoover them up. Obviously, within the course of the game, you're like, nuts, I don't like it when I end up trying to extract and there aren't any left for me. I think the only time that was more annoying was that when I actually blew an item card to try to interface in a room.
And someone had also already interfaced.
There was once for a game interface, yeah. And then you, since you were sitting to my right, Kevin, you just had played your interface card to just use it up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my clever item uses, because the items are much sexier than your base action.
Right.
And for the most part, they're one use.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so there is a certain advantage to advancing and getting the room to
yourself.
Getting
away from the pack, yes.
But it's risky.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I enjoyed the game. I have to admit that when I saw, that Vaccarina's the designer, I'm like, this isn't going to feel like it has a theme at all. But this actually felt much more thematic than, say, Dominion.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely very thematic. And having played Android, it's very in the lines of Android, too. Like, the little data file tokens are very reminiscent of things that you have in Android. The other thing I didn't like about it was, towards the end of the game, you just spend the entire time retreating.
Yes.
And that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're sort of in a race to the race against the die of, I've got four rooms to get through. Can I make it out before we finish it off?
Yeah. Maybe it would have been more exciting if there was actually tension, except usually, maybe other people would play it more riskily, but usually you just kind of reach this point like, I'm going to start retreating before I get to the point where three bad die rolls in a row means I might actually lose.
Right.
I'm going to get the heck.
Well, also, just because we hadn't been advancing quickly, we had been going very slowly, there was no point in slowly retreating and, if the die rolls are low, trying to get some last little loot, because there was nothing left to loot.
Well, especially because in the last game, we had had the cleaner guy, the NPC who had... there's a lot of individual little things you can find in rooms, like, here's a room where all the rooms have names. This will be like the infirmary. You can heal your character if you interface with it. And there was one that was some sort of lab where if you broke the tech lock, it spilled sludge all over the room that slowed you down. Or ones where you find a particular character there. And the NPCs, they mostly seemed to show up and then move towards the entryway. And this guy, as he moved toward the entryway, picked up all the loose data files that you hadn't bothered to swipe on your way in.
We got that one NPC who, when she left, increased the proximity by 20.
Yeah,
that's what that's what sparked
Exodus.
Jay decided to run, you decided to
charge.
Jay decided to run back, you decided
to
run forward.
Go Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah.
And I was like, I already started retreating in this game.
You Leroy'd, I Sir Robin'd.
Yeah. And there is another NPC that every time he goes back, he increases the proximity by 5, which is even worse than that girl. So
yes, unless you fit in the first room or two, yeah.
Yeah, well, she can be nasty because I think in our game, she triggers when she hits specific rooms or the entry room. And in our game, it was just the entry room, and she had a long way to go to get there. But you could potentially have her open up and then move one square, one room over.
And suddenly game over, yeah.
Yeah, game over.
So I thought it was interesting. I thought certain of the cards were kind of problematic, and I would have changed them. But
I don't know. What do you mean by certain, like some of the items you didn't like?
Like the NPCs. Like, they just ended the game too quickly for me.
Well, I don't think that was really a question of the NPCs. It's just there is definitely a back end of the game where, like, you don't get as far in as you'd like.
The end of the game seems to come much quicker than you expect it to, yes.
Well, now that
it's not that the end of the game comes quickly, it's the end of your exploration becomes quickly, and then you have to...
Now that I think about it, there are ways of dealing with NPCs. Most of the things that deal with the lab workers can also hit the NPCs.
Yes.
So instead of, you know, killing that lab worker that one game on your way out, you could have killed the NPC.
I was on my way out. I didn't want to kill the NPC.
I know, but yeah. I'm just saying...
Ultimately, I don't think it was a great game, but I enjoyed playing it, and I, you know, we can, at some point we have to stop and talk about it, but it wasn't one where I was like, oh, well, no, I'm done with this. I would not, pretty late here at the point in time we're recording, as if it was early and somebody said, oh, let's keep on playing more, I would not would have been happy to keep on playing more, whereas there are a good number of games, even if they're decent games, you're like, well, I've done this enough to review it. Let's put it away. I don't want to play it anymore.
Well, and also I feel like there are a lot of games where you're taking turns. So you take your turn and then you sit there for 5 or 10 minutes while everyone else is doing. Whereas this was very much, okay, we're all picking our actions.
It was fast.
Right. Yeah. And then there's like 30 seconds of you do yours, you do yours, you do yours. Then we all pick another action and we go around again. It was very little downtime.
Yeah,
I think the listed time on the box was 30 to 45 minutes.
And it was actually accurate.
Yes.
I know, for once. That so rarely happens.
Which is refreshing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a fast game.
Yes.
So do you have any final thoughts?
I'd play it again.
Yes. I liked it.
Which is an endorsement.
Yes.
We'd all like it and would be willing to play it again.
I wouldn't play it all the time, but I would play it again.
Okay. That was Infiltration by Fantasy Flight Games and set in their Android universe, designed by Donald Vaccarino. For Jay Earl and Kevin Kennedy, I'm Chris Stevenson, and this is Strange Assembly.
You've been listening to Strange Assembly. You can download more episodes of Strange Assembly on iTunes or from our website at www.strangeassembly.com. While you're at our website, you can check out the frequently updated main page or talk with us on the forums. You can also email me directly at chris@strangeassembly.com, or you can follow Strange Assembly on Facebook or Twitter. Strange Assembly, either place. Thanks for listening.